But I don't know if we have, we don't need to do anything else mechanically, do we, Jeanette? We simply have to have the record says that we approved it in the form we approved it, and it will be referred. Any further discussion on the motion to approve the bill, House Bill 2472, in the LC version with the one amendment made by the committee a few minutes ago?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to state that I'll be voting no because I still disapprove of Section 6.
All right. Any other further discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Perea.
Aye.
Representative Ekin.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Soa.
Aye.
Chair.
Aye. Congratulate the committee, and I want you to know I earned my money today.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Parkinson.
Before you announce the vote or drop your gavel, now I've forgotten which committee I'm on. Minority Report can be one person on this committee, can't it?
You're not going to bring that up, surely.
Well, just tell me the answer.
The answer is, in terms of our current rules, it is one, yes.
Drop the gavel in.
We're done. Before the committee gets away, and I want to do two things before I and to do thank everybody for this. Let me apologize to Representative Ekus because we were originally planning to have a fairly substantial telecommunications discussion. I think there's some of the people in the audience that had come here for that purpose. We will continue that on Monday. We will have to make calls to get those rearranged, and again, we apologize for that. But before we do get away, Representative Ekus has several bills that are of interest to the subcommittee, and I think these were worked to a large extent by the Interim Committee on Telecommunications, whether they're wrong.
Well, they are the results of issues that were raised. The bills come from interested parties and not from the task force itself. They are bills that at our first subcommittee meeting, a number of folks, primarily the Independent Telephone Association, Pacific Northwest Bell, and MCI, came to us with some legislation. They requested that we introduce as committee bills. They all pertain to the issues that were on the subcommittee's agenda. We had a review of those bills, sent them down to Legislative Council to get them processed there with the idea that we would bring them back to the committee with our recommendation that they be introduced as committee bills, since they will be the vehicles that the Subcommittee on Telecommunications primarily works with.
Mr. Chairman, I concur.
Mr. Chair. Representative Johnson.
Am I incorrect in that isn't it common practice to have at the request of when they're not specifically? I note that none of these are noted at the request of, and I would wonder if that should not be.
That was the position of the subcommittee, that they would be noted of at the request of.
That will happen when they're printed. They'll all be at the request of.
Normally, we see them on the
Well, no, they will be introduced by the committee at the request of the particular interests that recommended the legislation.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Parkinson.
Representative, it is the question. Now, none of these are special interest groups, are they?
I can ask Representative Ekus to very quickly just give you the titles of all of them if you'd like. I think we ought to do that for the record. You don't have to discuss them, Representative Ekus. Just tell us very quickly the brief relating clause so that we have it for the record and everybody's comfortable with that. What will now happen, so everybody understands, that these will now be introduced by the committee. They will go to the floor, be referred by the speaker to committees, and I assume they'll all come back here, and then I will ask the subcommittee to undertake their review and discussion of these bills before they come back to the full committee.
Mr. Chairman, could we have a motion so we don't have to do
yes.
this twice?
Yes. I thought you made a motion, but you did not.
No, I've not made a motion. I thought I would go through the bills and then make the motions, because
okay.
otherwise the... Legislative, there's a draft LC 2367, which is legislation at the request of MCI that includes amendments to House Bill 2200, primarily in definition of telecommunications service and exemptions of the state antitrust laws. It's a vehicle for us to deal with amendments to 2200. LC 2368 is, there are two 2368, and actually there's four, 20, five, six 2368-1 is a lifeline bill introduced by, at the request of Oregon Telephone Association. 2368-2, 3, and 4 are three bills.
What was that dash one introduced at the request of who?
The Oregon Independent Telephone Association. That will really be our vehicle for the lifeline legislation. Dash 2, 3, and 4 is a series of bills of different approaches for, well, one relates to affiliated interests and approval for contracts with affiliated interests. The other two are different approaches to a deregulation or lessening the regulation on telephone companies of 15,000 or less. Dash 5 eliminates the commission's power to settle complaints, hold hearings, and investigate his own motions only after petitioned by the utility PUC. It's another form of deregulation. We had several forms. One is a just complete deregulation, and others you can deregulate if certain conditions happen, and another sort of a combination of methods to deregulate. Dash 6 and 7 relate to protection of the local exchange boundary for the small companies. These are all introduced by the request of OITA. Dash, what number am I on here?
8.
Dash 8 is relates to what subsidy funds and what they can be used for. Restricts them in this case to their original purpose. And dash 9, it relates to cooperatives, when cooperative, what would be regulated by cooperatives and when they could be regulated. Currently, cooperatives are not regulated. Some of the cooperatives actually want to be regulated in some areas. If there are any questions specifically about the legislation, I have trouble with coordinating the numbers with my list of what they actually did. But a representative from Maury Astley from OITA is out here if there's any questions on them.
I don't think we have any questions now, Representative. You've got 9 LCs?
We have 10 LCs, I believe.
Okay, all right. Representative Meekus moves that the committee and introduce these 10 LC drafts. As indicated, is there any discussion or any objection, really? I see everybody very unhappy because they can't discuss these this afternoon. With that, the committee will introduce these. The meeting is adjourned. Have a good week.
Have a good trip home, Eldon.
Yes.
Are we going to meet?
Oh, my God.